بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، سيد المحبت فزت وعلى رحمة بركاته. Hazrat says that we're going to spend time with our murids, but I'm the biggest murid. I'm the most ill person, the most sick one. Allah Ta'ala heal our hearts and give us what you have come for, to sit by the feet of our honorable Shaykh. Alhamdulillah, Allah's fazl and karam. Whatever Hazrat Wala mentioned, being the khadim of the masjid, we're not any imam, we're going in jamaat, we're going for umrah. All is only and only, as our Tani Rahmatullah says also, the du'as of our Shaykh. Their mashwara and their du'as, when he asked the most about imamat, zarur jaw. Although there was nothing there, but Allah Ta'ala opens the way. Otherwise the reality is we don't have anything. We are running on this theme of muhabbat. What we never knew we could do and we still can't do, when they say do it, Allah Ta'ala makes intizam. We don't know how it happens. And subhanAllah, even the safar that we came from now, Allah's fazl and karam, Hazrat made two du'as. Allah Ta'ala make it very easy and very smooth. And we know it's happening in the world right now, all the flights, and how smooth Allah Ta'ala made it also. One word they use, Allah Ta'ala, subhanAllah, is accepted. The safar was so easy, was so smooth, no taklif, no problem whatsoever. So we're living in the barakat of their du'as. Otherwise, we don't know what it is to be a murid, to be an ashiq of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and what is the value of the month of Ramadan. This we learn from their feet. Ramadan is the time, mashallah, to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how beautifully we learn from the majalis of Hazrat Wala. They have come in the love of Allah, to get that ishq of Allah, the dard dil, the muhabbat of Allah, the shadid muhabbat. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Sahaba radiallahu anhu had this quality, that they have shadid muhabbat, intense love of Allah. So the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that it wasn't enough. That they ran all the time back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is see his face. This is stood by him. And then to Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, such shadid and such muhabbat and love in his heart, sitting in the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Rasulullah, that when Allah ta'ala will make faisla of those who get to Jannat and those who get to Jahannam, you will be in the high stages of Jannat. Then we can sit with you. We won't have that opportunity. Here we have any problem, we come to your shoulder and we cry. Anything we have, any problems, we come to you. We come to sit in your majlis, we see your face, and everything just evaporates and disappears. All the gham of dunya goes away. But in Jannah, we won't get a chance to sit with you. So then we can gauge the love in the heart of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Allah Ta'ala give us an iota of that. And how to enact that sunnah, we come to the majlis. To enact the sunnah of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, where we learn from Hazrat Wala, that we hear in the riwayat, kunna julusan inda Rasulillah, jalasna inda Rasulillah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we used to sit in the company of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the sunnah. The Sahaba ikram was sitting all the time and learning deen, the marifat of Allah, the ayat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So Anas bin Malik said this to Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, the Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was silent. There was no reply, he was right. The Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam will be the highest stages of Jannat. And we won't get access to you, Rasulullah. Here we have that access, that you are amongst us, that we can come and sit with you. Then finally, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam mentioned that beautiful hadith, which at the time of taking bi'at also, Hazrat Wala recited that ayat, or recited that hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. That a person will be with the one that he loves. We have come with the love of Allah to get the love of Allah. The love of Allah, we learn from the lovers of Allah. How they love Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. How their mind is, and how their hearts are, how they understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu says, when I heard this hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this was the happiest day of our lives, of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. That a man will be with the one that he loves. And then he mentioned, to make it very clear, that O Nabi of Allah, I love you. And أحب أبا بكر وعمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما. And I love you Abu Bakr, and I love you Umar also رضي الله تعالى عنهما. So we also express our love, which is sunnah, to say to the one that we love. Like how we say to our Shaykh, أحبك في الله. That, oh my beloved Shaykh, I love you for the sake of Allah. Then the reply also, أحبك الذي أحببتني له. May the one for whom you love me love you also. This is sunnah of Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام. So we've come in the month of Ramadan, which is a month of love also. How beautifully we learn from the teachings of Hazrat Wala. And Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, where Hakim Sahib mentioned that the month of Ramadan was the month of love and muhabbat for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. The love that when it comes to Salah, then that also Allah Ta'ala calls us in muhabbat. Hayya ala Salah, hayya ala al-Falah. There is a meeting of muhabbat and love. Hazrat Wala says also that performing Salah is making muhabbat to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Making love to Allah Tabarak, Allah Ta'ala rice. So he's come to make muhabbat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's 5 times a day. So then Allah ta'ala says in the month of Ramadan, Kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Beautifully Hazrat Wala explains also, Kutiba alaykum as-siyam, when this command was revealed, or when we hear the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that atimu as-siyama ila al-layl, that now roza has become farz upon you for 30 days, from morning to evening, then gabraumat, don't get scared. For 30 days, no eating, from morning to evening, that I mustn't eat. And Allah Ta'ala made it easy, not only upon you, but before you also, min qablikum. The ones before you also kept roza. And you can also do it. With the true muhabbat and love, then you can keep a real fast. How was it? Allah explains the fast of the eyes, of the tongue, of the ears. My entire existence keeps roza and the love for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That I want to keep a roza. And then to Hazrat explains also what is fasting. The love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says when a guest comes to your house and somebody really that you missed and they have come after a very long time and how you will hug that person. Month of Ramadan, how we welcome month of Ramadan. That the moon is sighted finally. That we're making dua that we hope they don't sight the moon. Like the last day of Ramadan also, mu'atakifin are sitting in itikaf and they're seeing now whether the new season will come, whether the moon is sighted or not. But we're waiting in love that the moon is sighted for the month to begin and for the month to end also we hope they don't see the moon. We have one more day to make muhabbat with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So when a guest comes to the house, somebody we really missed after a long period of time they have come. We embrace them, we show them muhabbat, we don't want to leave them also. We're hugging them, making mu'anaqa. We hold the person's hand, we take him into the house, we'll make him sit and we start talking and talking and talking, sometimes for hours. Then we realize we didn't give him even a glass of water also. Even we didn't eat anything. Hazrat Hakim Sahib mentioned Rahmatullah Ali, just to demonstrate, illustrate muhabbat for makhluk and one's friends. Says one morning my friends came to pick me up and we went somewhere. And Hazrat Wala tells us also, when the ears, then my tongue moves. When there's someone to listen about the love of Allah, then my tongue can't stop. Allah's muhabbat will start on the tongue. So Hazrat said, I began speaking to my friends. And we spoke from after Fajr right till midday. Then I asked them, did you have breakfast? So no, we forgot about it. He said, this is Ramadan. There's so much love of Allah, I forget to eat and drink also. From Sari time, Hazrat explains that day the dahi is there, and the biryani is served also, and this Sari is there, iftari is there, Sari time, iftari time, the food is there. And how, what a dastarkhan is laden out. What a great dastarkhan. Is laden out and the food is there and the person is enjoying himself. The food is great but my command of Allah is greater. When Muazzin will say Allahu Akbar, I will stop. Although there's so much left and the food is so nice also. When it comes to iftari time also, there the dasturkhan is laden out. All delicacies are there. But my Allah's muhabbat is more, I can't eat yet. Until I hear Allahu Akbar. Allah is great, now you can break your roza. But how great dasturkhan is laid and out, Allah's name is still greater. In the love of Allah, that we stop eating and drinking, we forget about eating and drinking. And how we spend time, like the person speaking to his friends. And he's talking, no time to have a glass of water also. Didn't serve his friends anything, and they're listening, and they're enjoying themselves also. In the same way, in the month of Ramadan, a person is enjoying himself talking to Allah through Quran tilawat. I don't want to close my Quran Sharif. Every time I get a chance, opening Quran. And this we learn, if we only hear the bayan, we won't know how to do it. But when we sit with the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, we see Hazrat Allah, every moment open Quran Sharif, open Quran Sharif. No time to talk to the makhluk in this month, talk to Allah. When you talk to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Hazrat says also, Imam Shafi Rahmatullah Ali says, the person who is reading Quran Sharif, and then he just closes the Quran Sharif, and somebody asks him, what were you doing? He said, by the Qasam of Allah, I was just speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, his Qasam is valid. That he was speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the month of Ramadan.
Where for the sake and the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, I forget about my eating and my drinking, about the savouries and the preparation for iftari. That's why I do it out of love for Allah. When Allah ta'ala says, Allahu Akbar, Allah's command now. And now your muhabbat must change. Now from the not eating to start eating in my muhabbat, in my name also. And that too teaches us, don't forget your bismillah. That way in the muhabbat of Allah meeting, Allah says eat. Everything we do for the sake of Allah, in the muhabbat, in the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Spending also zakat in the month of Ramadan, many brothers are discharging the zakat in the month of Ramadan. That too also. Here we stop eating and drinking in the love of Allah. Then we spending in the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah say spend. Spending upon who really? Spending for the sake of Allah, on Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But Allah is Baniyaz. Allah is Samad. Allah is Ghani. Allah doesn't need our wealth. Rakim Sahib Rahimallah mentioned also that when Layla, when Majnun used to go to see Layla, and he used to enter the gully and the street of Layla, his beloved. So when he used to go onto the street of Layla, then all the fuqara and the ghuraba, the poor ones that were there on the street of Layla, they used to be waiting. And they knew that Majnun is coming soon. So this will line up because they knew when Majnun will come onto the street of Layla, then he just prints freely. These are the poor ones that belong to the street of my beloved Layla. And he will spend upon them. Like Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, in the month of Ramadan, they say his generosity was like a rihul mursala, like a blowing wind. Like how the wind would blow, here Muhaddiseen explain when the wind blows, it doesn't blow exclusively to those that need the wind. Whether rich, whether poor, whether young, whether old, it reaches every corner of the house, every crevice, every place. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, generosity in the month of Ramadan, in his good a'mal, in his Quran, tilawat, any spending, was like the wind that was just moving and blowing. Whoever came his way was got something. Madina Munawwara, the city of welcome, the city of gifts, the city of compassion. Whoever went to Madina Munawwara never left empty-handed, empty-hearted. They got something from the doorstep of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the month of Ramadan was even more. When he came to Quran tilawat, two khatams of Jibril alayhi salatu wasalam. When he came to a'mal, now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they would tie the lungi. Now the last 10 days, muhabbat with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And how it explains also the last 10 days, Allah ta'ala invited ashiqeen. Come and stay in the house of Allah, come and stay in my house. That you all are invited, come and stay, eating here, drinking here, sleeping here. With Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in love and muhabbat. And even more for us in the company of our beloved Shaykh. Nurun ala nur. And the whole preparation after that, when the moon is sighted, all this we learn from Hazrat Wala. When the moon is sighted, our hearts go to tomorrow's Eid. Now the mitai, and then the samosa, and all the delicacies. How we enjoy it. And the dastarkhan, they say, Junubi Afrika ka dastarkhan, rang barang. It's a colorful dastarkhan. Allah Ta'ala's ni'mas and bounties. Bounding in our dastarkhans. So we look at dastarkhan, the new clothing, and tomorrow is the Eid day, the family is going to come, where we're having breakfast, and then where we're going to go for supper. And then lunches by the in-laws, and tartib is being made. But the real lovers of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we learn from Hazrat Wala. When the moon was sighted for Eid, the Shaykh rahimahullah would, when he would get the news that the moon of Eid has sighted, then he would say, Sunahe, that oh my Allah, I've heard, that there will be a gathering of your lovers, there is darpe, by your doorstep of Baytullah, Hajj season has begun now. Your life is ijazat, then this little lowly one also wants to come for Hajj. Your international lovers will be coming to Baytullah now, to Mina, Arafat and Muzdalifa. They have to go to Baytullah. Our hearts go to Dastarkhan for Eid day. The month of Hajj has begun already. The entire life was in the love of Allah. They learned the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we can imagine Sahaba radiallahu anhu sitting in the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What was going through their hearts of love and muhabbat? So when Majnun used to come to the gully of Layla, that he would just spend upon the fuqara and the poor ones. Then Hazrat mentions also that there was a person in Madina Munawwara that in the old days we had the black women of Madina Munawwara were very poor. They were from foreign countries, they stayed there, they didn't have papers, and they gave their life there. So they would come early in the morning to Madina Munawwara and they would sell eggs. So this person was wealthy, resident of Madina Munawwara. So he would buy eggs and he would distribute. So they would have some money. One day when they came, he bought some eggs. And one egg was spoiled. So he stopped buying from them. Then, this is all the city of love. Spending in the love of Allah. That night, the beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam comes in his dream and tells him that these black women that come to Madina Munawwara from the far off places, they come from very far off places. They come and they sell eggs. I want you to buy it from them and distribute it from them so they'll have some money at least. But the spending also was in the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Giving the zakat, the charity was in the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So our fasting, our spending, sadaqatul fitr, coming for itikaf is all in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how Sahaba Ikram showed us also in the month of Ramadan with the wafadari and the loyalty and the muhabbat. Battle of Badr took place also in the month of Ramadan. What love they displayed with the Roza also. They left Medina Munawwara 12th Ramadan in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who just to go and loot the caravan. But the whole thing changed. From just looting, now became a fully waged war. And Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left in his company, the Muhajir and Al-Ansar, what love, what muhabbat they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When the Ansar came to Aqaba also, and they took bayat upon the hands of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and Abbas was there radiallahu anhu, that time wasn't a Muslim. And then he told them that before you take Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, understand who you are taking with you all. If you take my nephew with you, understand the entire Arabs will come against you. You lose your families, you lose your children, you lose your wealth. And then that one Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala stood up and he turned to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, may I answer your uncle with respect? He says, yes, you may do so. And then the khutbah he gave and the pledge they made to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that the wealth you will spend for the cause of deen is more beloved than the wealth you leave behind. The lives that we will, the blood that we will shed for you is more beloved than the lives that you leave behind for us. We pledge our life to you, our wealth to you, our homes to you. We pledge everything to you. What commitment they gave, and within 2 years already, Battle of Badr is raging. Now they have to go in the path of a test of Iman and Muhabbat. Do you really have that Iman and Muhabbat? Now they left Medina Munawwara on the 17th of Ramadan, today is the 18th. The 17th of Ramadan, it was yesterday. They left Madinah al-Munawwara. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam appointed Abdullah bin Ummi Maktoum radiallahu ta'ala anhu as the Imam of the Haram. And Abu Lababa bin Abdul Munzir as the Amir of Madinah al-Munawwara. And only two horses. One horse belonging to Zubair bin Awam and one horse belonging to Miqdad bin Aswad, Miqdad bin Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. Two horses and 70 camels. And they left Medina Munawwara and 313, some say 317, Ashiqeen left Medina Munawwara. Only in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to defend the deen of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have come for this. Hazrat says the whole essence of this effort is to bring deen in our lives. Not the effort itself, but through this effort deen must come into my life. Into my eating, into my drinking. What do we not bring to start doing it? That is Islah. Hazrat says, I'm not reading Yasin Sharif. What is my Islah? Start reading Yasin Sharif. I'm not reading my night surah. Start reading my night surah. Tabarak, Waqia. What Hazrat is telling us. One is come to show muhabbat, but I'm not doing it. Hazrat teaching us how to perform our salah. The love and muhabbat of Allah. How to stand in salah. Four fingers apart. The face, the toes facing towards the Qibla. How to tie our hands. How we buckle up in the plane. That now you're going to 5,000 feet above sea level. Here in Salah, we are going to the Arsh of Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala. How we should buckle up and tie our hands correctly. And now we're going to reach the Arsh of Allah, the throne of Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala. The Sahaba Ikram went out on the 12th of Ramadan, 17th Ramadan, they met the enemy. Musab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the main flag bearer of the Muslim army. And that young boy at that time, when his mother heard that he had embraced Islam, they say she shackled him, tied him up. And finally when he heard that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was given the command for hijrah, and somehow he broke out from his shackles and he ran for his life. He learned in the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam when he came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I can't live here anymore. And at that time the Ansar came, sent someone to teach us. So he was sent as a Muqri, as a Qari of Madina Munawwara. And he was the person that was sent to make the hijrah and to educate and teach the people of Medina Munawwara the Quran Sharif. And he would recite to them. And here he's a flag bearer of the Muslim army. And among the Muslims, the Muhajirin, as Ali radiallahu anhu, was the flag bearer. The Muhajirin Sa'ad bin Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu, for the Ansar, he was holding their flag. And in this battle, Allah ta'ala sent out 5,000 malaika wearing yellow turbans to help the Muslims at that time. But the cry of Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his dua the entire night. Sa'ad bin Mu'adh mentioned also, let us build an arish, a structure that will shade Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now we have a masjid arish in Badr. He put up a masjid there now. So everything was done in the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then the mushrikeen came, thousands strong, Sahaba Ikram 313. But how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of muhabbat and love, how Allah ta'ala sent for them, إِذْ يُغَشِّيكُمُ النَّعَاسِ. At the time when there was terror and fear, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let them sleep peacefully. Allah ta'ala sent down rain for them also. Allah ta'ala sent down the malaika for them also. Allah ta'ala's help came to them. How Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will say that I've been helped with the easterly wind. And Samud and Aad would destroy the westerly wind. Allah Ta'ala sent in different battles, different winds for Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. So we learn from Sahaba radiallahu anhum, this is a month of muhabbat and love. How to display to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Performing salah also. How Hazrat Wala teaches us how to perform salah, muhabbat and love. When I'm standing, man qama Ramadan iman wa ihtisaba. To stand before Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala with iman. What is iman? Here, subhanallah, we first need to explain. In the ayat of Roza, Ya ayyu alladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. When Salim Durat Sahib mentions also one sitting with his Sheikh Hadi Farooq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, arif of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Hadi Farooq Sahib is to come to the madrasa. At that time Hazrat Wala will stop all the sabaks. Hadi Sahib has come, and the whole madrasa is to gather together. Hadi Sahib would come the turakat tahiyyatul masjid, and Hazrat Wala would sit by his feet. What muhabbat, what piyar, and the entire bayan, Hadith Sahib will only look at Hazrat Wala and speak to him. What piyar and shafqat, shafiqul ummah, with such muhabbat and love. So he says, when a sudden Durat Sahib mentioned, I'm sitting in the haram, Hadith Farooq Sahib, and all of a sudden he says, this is the month of Ramadan and the month of taqwa. May Dua Allah gives us the taqwa for our entire life. La'allakum tattaqoon. And coming to the end of the ruku of fasting, كَذَٰلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ آيَاتِهِ لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, after listening to all these ayat, in the same way يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ, Allah explains these ayat and verses to you. Allah Ta'ala explains these verses to you at the end of the ruku of siyam. كَذَٰلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ آيَاتِهِ لِلنَّاسِ. Allah Ta'ala says, in the same way Allah explains these ayat and verses to the people, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ. So with fasting you will get taqwa. And they say to understand fasting to get taqwa, we have to understand the ayat of Allah. And as it explains to us, what ayat means, a landmark, a sign. A sign post to the love of Allah is a direction to Allah. Every verse is a direction, is a map, is a sign to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Here Mufassirin say that a person gets to know and learns. He gets knowledge of the signs of Allah. He gets knowledge of the signs, how to reach my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more knowledge he gets of Allah, then his ma'rifat increases. When his ma'rifat of Allah increases, then his fear of Allah increases. See, this is taqwa. Where you will get this sitting at home, you won't get it. To explain the ayat of fasting, subhanAllah, we have come to our Shaykh, how to explain it different way. How this ayat applies to your eyes, to your ears, to your tongue, to your heart, to your limbs. Understand, now get the ma'rifat of Allah. The taqwa will come. Man kana billahi a'raf. Man kana billahi a'rafa, kana minhu akhwafa. The person who has the ma'rifat of Allah, then the fear of Allah will come in his heart. What fear, Hazrat says? Not terror, but the fear of displeasing my beloved of Allah. How can I displease Allah? Now that post is going around, Hazrat's advice is the time of Sehri. And there Hazrat explains at the time of Sehri, how to be shukr to Allah. Ya Allah, you gave me so much. So much you gave me. So much of food, so much of comfort, so much of haram in the month of Ramadan also. Ya Allah, you made it so easy to recognize Allah through shukr, through taqwa, through ma'rifat, to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So So how to get this muhabbat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? We learn from the levels of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That's why I ask myself and I ask all of us that to love for the sake of Allah is sunnah also. In my entire life, who do I really love for the sake of Allah? Our wives, we don't even love them for the sake of Allah. We love them because we're married to them. Our children, we love them because of our children. Our parents, because of our parents. Which heart really loves only for the sake of Allah? Allah has given us this one avenue. Where we learn to love someone for the sake of Allah, and they will teach us how to love your wife for the sake of Allah. This is my Layla, Badaste Mola. This is my Layla from the hands of my Mola, Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah Ta'ala gave it to me. Now I love her for the sake of Allah. My children is a ni'mat of Allah. Allah gave me. The Mawlana Khan Sahib will say, Rahmatullah Alayh. He says that not to have children, some people can't have children. Says not to have children is the rahmat of Allah. Allah's rahmat upon you. Because to have children and to make tarbiyat is that easy. So Allah's rahmat on you. And to have children is the ni'mat of Allah also. Allah's bounty upon you. So either way you don't lose. You're still a winner in the sight of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So that also Allah, you give me this bounty of all these children. So in everything you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is when you have that love for someone that loves Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then we learn how to love keeping roza. I forgot to eat and drink the whole day. When I'm performing my namaz also, when I come up from ruku, I'm standing up, now I want to go into sajda. Dr. Sabar Sahib will say, what sajda means, Allah ke samne pade raho. Just to fall down to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, just stay there. I don't want to get up. I just want to stay close to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Wa pade raho. Just stay there like one dabba. Ya Allah, this is the closest place to you. And then we understand I'm going down to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then to say to Allah, Ya Allah, I'm coming happily. I'm coming with love, Ya Allah. I'm coming to sajda happily, Ya Allah. Not I'm coming mukrahan, forcefully. Ya Allah, I want to be here. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be in namaz. I'm fulfilling the farz of Allah. I'm falling down before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This salah becomes enjoyable now. Like how we're waiting to go home. Now waiting to meet Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I'm waiting to stop eat and stop drinking for the sake of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give me the reality. What it is to have muhabbat for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then to do all of our ibadat in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah wants it. That Hazrat is so careful, subhanallah. One is having shadeed love and muhabbat. And together with that to have the correct knowledge also. Only muhabbat leads to bid'at also. Then he goes to innovations. Person goes into extremism. But our ulama of Deoband, subhanallah, Hazrat Wala also teaches us how to be moderate. To have that one muhabbat and love that is there, but the correct knowledge with it. How to couple the both. That there is not extremism, there is no ghulu. And there is no shortfall and shortcoming. That in my ibadat, in my roza, everything is moderation. And indeed there is muhabbat also. Allah Ta'ala give me the understanding, give also the understanding, the reality of roza, fasting, our salah, Quran, tilawat. Allah Ta'ala accept it.